This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
He's only 22 years old, already with over 1 million streams, and is tipped to be one of the next biggest things in Australian dance music. His debut single, Ignition, last year hit the iTunes dance charts at number 12. We're talking about Melbourne producer and DJ Roger. He joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, have a listen to this track. So this is the one that, your first single. Give me that. Let me get a How good's that?
That's my fave song.
Is that your favourite?
At the moment it is, yes. That is it. Well done.
Thank you.
Now, before we get onto your music, you're no stranger to radio, are you?
No, I am not. In the most humble way.
But you've got your own show.
I had my own show, which I had to stop because I started touring.
Oh, okay.
And it became a bit too much, but was good.
All relaxed now.
It's much easier.
Now, you've played at major events, including the Australian Open, the Grand Prix, Melbourne Cup. You've performed on the same stages as Martin Garrix, Hardwell, David Guetta and Avicii, to name but a few. You're 22 years old. We're not talking small fry here. How's it feel at only 22?
Oh, it's pretty surreal. When I started, I didn't think I'd even get to play on a stage. I was doing little house parties, and then over the years went by, every year it's just more progress, and this year I got to play at the Australian Open with my favourite act, Peking Duck.
Yes.
And yeah, that was like, oh, how do I top this?
It's only up from here.
So what have you got next? Are you pushing the boundaries?
So I have a 4-month Australia tour launching next week.
Yes.
And that's, I think it's about 40 or 50 shows, and that includes festivals. So there's one festival I'm closing which has, I think, 15,000 people. So that's one I'm looking forward to.
So you're the main stage resident at Good Life, am I correct in saying?
Yes.
Good Life Festivals. Now, that's an under-18 music festival.
Yeah.
How important do you think the under-18 music festival is to have? Because everything's centred towards,
It drives the market. It's the most important. It educates kids coming through the music scene, and, so they don't just get thrown into the deep end when they're 18. They've got, they've been to these festivals and got to experience what it's like. And when they turn 18, it also helps them make good musical decisions. Yeah,
fantastic. So your new single Bad was released recently. Tell us about the track.
Bad. Okay.
Bad.
It makes me want to do bad things. The song was written last year, just in a session with Kyla Fava and M Squared, and we didn't make much of it. It was just written, and then the more we played it back, we're like, this is actually a really good summer record. And when it came to what song we're putting out next, everyone's like, all right, it has to be Bad.
So you're happy with it so far?
Oh, super happy with it.
Who are your inspirations musically?
As I was, Peking Duck's a big one. Client Liaison. Kylie, she's your favourite as well.
Excellent, yeah. So we're actually having a competition. Do you have a favourite Kylie song and a memory?
Okay, everyone's going to hate me. I think Dancing's my favourite Kylie song right now.
Yeah, I'm loving the new sound. So for me, it's fine.
And
yeah,
it's the song on every Virgin flight. So when you land, they play Dancing.
Oh, do they?
And I fly a lot. So every time I'm flying, I get to hear Dancing, which is a pretty...
So Tom's flying up to Sydney today, aren't you?
Going to the Gold Coast.
Oh, you might... Oh, no, you're not flying with him, are you? I was going to say, you hear Kylie.
I never go anywhere with Virgins, you know that. Yeah, I want a bit of fun. Yeah. But what are you listening to? What's on your, on your way in here this morning? What were you listening to?
I was listening to Zara Larsson.
Ah.
My favourite record at the moment is Ruined My Life.
Yep.
And, so Zara Larsson. Who else am I listening? This is a hard... You always get thrown off with questions like this because you don't really pay attention.
I've got a question for you. I was listening to your music and one of the ones I really liked was this. Let's get freaking wasted. Let's face it. Freaking wasted.
Yes.
What's that about?
Yeah, it's about like focusing in school and not doing
and
bad
wasting
things.
Wasting your time.
Yeah, don't waste your time. Don't freaking waste your time.
We're going to take it out with your latest song, Bad. Roger, thanks so much for coming in this morning and chatting to us on Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
That you get, my heart is beating down my chest. I see the way you look at me, those eyes I can't forget. Fill me with desire, set my world on fire. Ooh. There's something about the way you touch me, makes me wanna lose control. The things you're doing to my body, twisted and your lips have left a mark. The temperature is rising to the rhythm of my heart. Fill me with desire, show me what I'm feeling.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.